should we do, Doctor?
Cover her up. She's like the others. There's nothing we can do. Lord above, look at the fire. Well, remains of it. Even the coals in the grate are frozen.
I've never heard of anywhere being cold enough to do that.
I'm at a loss. It's simply beyond this man of science.
It's beyond us all.
The entire history of man has been an exercise in railing against nature, trying to get the upper hand. We think we've managed it with our electric lights and our steam-powered engines, but never works. Creeps into our homes. Proves as much.
Nature. Nothing natural about this weather, if you ask me.
Has to be natural. Simply has to be.
Why?
Because I can't bear the thought of the alternative.
The hallway, Gloria. Answer the door, Gloria. Do everything, Gloria.
Gloria, and how is your mistress today?
How am I supposed to know? You're the doctor. Eh? I'm far too busy to check on her. You'll have to see for yourself. I need to finish cleaning here, because if I don't, you can be sure nobody else will. Yeah. It all rests on my shoulders. Every grain of dust, every smeared fingerprint. I haven't even got time to show you up. You'll have to find your own way.
Yeah, I see. Well, might you have time to let me in, at least? The devil's time getting here, and after all that effort, I'd prefer to avoid dying of pneumonia on your master's front step.
Come on, come on.
The weather's... it just gets worse and worse. The snow's drifted several feet high in places.
Really? How nice to have time to go walking in it.
Well, not really.
Go on then, go up. You're right where I need to dust.
Oh, sorry.
Oh. And you've trailed in wet footprints.
Oh, sorry.
Good enough. It'll have to be. They can't expect the impossible. Ugh. How's my mistress? Mad as ever. With nothing to show for a couple of weeks of fuss and nonsense from us all. Oh, what a stupid question for a doctor to ask anyway. He's visited enough. If anyone knows, it should be him. Ugh. But then nobody knows anything around here. I'm trapped in a house of fools.
The doctor's here again. Waste of time, if you ask me.
It's hardly a waste if it makes Mistress Clarissa better.
Well, it can make her better. She's off her head, and you know it.
Oh, shut your poisonous mouth, my girl, or I'll be chopping more than carrots this morning.
Calm down. Just because you dote over the pair of them doesn't mean I have to. I do my job, and that's all they pay me for. I don't have to like them.
This is your home, and they are your master and mistress.
My home? It's somewhere I sleep, that's all. And maybe not for much longer. I've been thinking about that.
About leaving?
Why not? I'm young. I have some money saved.
Harder money, for which you should be grateful.
I've earned it.
Ah, that's a matter of opinion. So where would you go?
Somewhere more exciting than here. London, maybe.
London? We'll eat you alive, my girl, and spit out the bones.
This place is already doing that. I'm worth more.
Ah, you keep believing that. Just get the dusting done while you're doing it. Have you cleaned Master Isaac's study yet?
Oh, none of your business whether I have or not. You sometimes forget. You're no more important than me. Not really. You're just staff. You're just a cook.
A busy one. So go and earn the money you'll soon be desperately needing. I haven't the time to chat.
Preparing meals for people that can't be bothered to eat them. You must be worn ragged. But yes, I will go and attend to Isaac. Maybe he'll see my worth. I know he likes me. Seen him looking.
You?
Yes, me. And he's not bad looking either. Maybe I'll marry him. And fire all the staff.
Who does she think she is? Acting so high and mighty all the time, talking to me as if she's my employer, as if she has any right to tell me what to do. Stupid battle sow. How dare she?
Good morning, sir. Is it convenient to clean in here?
Did you knock?
Oh, forgive me, sir. I did not.
I could have been in the middle of an extremely delicate experiment. Your sudden intrusion could have cost me dearly.
I can only apologise again, sir. I let enthusiasm for my duties rob me of my manners.
Kindly remember in future.
These creatures of yours do so gather dust, sir. I can't help but think it would be better for your health were they not here.
You're not paid to worry about my health.
Oh, but actually I do, sir. Your welfare is of extreme importance to me.
Well, your financial welfare at least. I wonder, could I get him to be interested in me? I don't see why not. A man needs more than dusty old books in his life.
Perhaps you could extend your concerns to the welfare of that marmoset. You're supposed to be dusting it, not beating it to a pulp.
A marmoset, is it? I thought it was a monkey. I like monkeys.
That's it. Show some interest. Men love it when you show an interest.
A marmoset is a type of monkey.
Oh, that is interesting. I would be fascinated to know all about them.
Then read a book.
Talk to me like that again, and money or no money, I'll beat you over the head with one.
Do you have one you can recommend? It would be good to improve my education. I'm sure there's a great deal you could teach me.
Why would I want to do that? I'm far too busy expanding my own knowledge to worry about yours. Now, if you could kindly be quiet, I'm trying to work.
It's no good. He barely even looks at me. I'm a nice-looking girl. Men like to look. Has he ever once looked at me? Am I that unimportant? He won't even look at me. Perhaps he doesn't like women. Yes. That must be it.
Oh, this is intolerable. How am I supposed to concentrate?
Shall I tell whoever it is to go away?
Good morning, sir. The doctor wished to see you, but I instructed him that you were busy.
Chance would be a fine thing. But thank you, Alice. Your thoughtfulness is noted.
Oh, he looks at her. Miss is nowhere near as good as she might be.
He's attending Mistress Clarissa now, but says he may not be able to visit over the next few days. Apparently the weather has taken a considerable turn for the worse, and the way through the village is hard to negotiate.
Good. He can stay away for all I care.
I wouldn't have disturbed you myself, sir, but he asked for your signature with regards to the prescription. Oh,
I should refuse, but it'll only become more of a nuisance if I do. I dare say Clarissa spits out the pills anyway. Let me see.
Did you want to say something, Gloria?
No, I'm just going about my duties.
Standing and staring isn't going to get anything done. Either continue cleaning or make a start elsewhere.
Elsewhere, definitely. It's like having a brainless moth trapped in the room, beating itself from one bit of furniture to another. Quite what we've done to deserve such a vacuous maid, I don't know. Oh, to have better educated help. At least you're here.
I can hardly claim to be educated, sir. My schooling was minimal.
But you have an inquiring mind, as you proved yesterday during our experiment. That is the most important thing. In fact, here, you may find this interesting.
A study in hidden truths by Lemuel Hodder. A relation?
My father. His sole contribution to the literature of occult science. Unfairly ignored on publication, sadly. Read it. I'll be interested in your thoughts.
That's terribly kind of you.
Nonsense. Pure selfishness on my part. It would be useful to have someone assist me in my work, and the better informed you are, the more use you will be.
I shall do my best to be helpful.
I'm sure. You can start by making sure nobody else interrupts me. At this rate, I will have lost the whole morning.
Understood.
Eavesdropping.
Cleaning. That is, after all, one of my duties. Gave you a book, did he? You are favoured.
Gloria,
I really don't want to have to remonstrate you for your uncivil attitude, so kindly don't force me to.
Uncivil? Me? Not a bit of it. Get on with anyone I can. Well, almost anyone.
For now, I'd settle for you getting on with your work. I think we can call that portrait clean now, can't we? How about transferring your attention to the stair carpets? It would be fascinating to discover what colour they are.
Oh, one day, Mrs. High and Mighty Ellis. One day, I'll make you regret the day you ever came here.
This book is dedicated to the idiocy of this blind, to the true powers that lurk beneath the flimsy surface of the so-called modern world. And those who dislike punctuation, presumably. I have dedicated my life to exploring the outside and the ancient, the other, the true, and thus present to those readers of sufficient intelligence and bravery to follow me a selection of what I've learned. A little light reading, what joy.
I will whisper to you before you sleep.
Hello? Master Hodder?
Not today, for the sake of your sanity, not today. You have more than enough to contend with in the real world. Yes. Yes!
I see you roaming around out there all white and sharp.
How about boiling your head in a saucepan, Mrs. Ellis? As if anybody her notices in this place. As if anybody cares. What are you...
Talking to yourself, darling? You should be careful. People might think you're mad.
Oh, God above! She's finally gone completely off her head! She's finally...
I think I would enjoy instructing you.
No. Not listening.
What now? Gloria! Gloria! Oh, save me from this idiot girl. Gloria!
What's the problem now? I can't think with this racket.
Forgive me, sir. There appears to be a problem with... Oh.
And heaven knows how my sister is supposed to convalesce in peace.
Something tells me she's doing anything but. Miss Hodder! I'm afraid your sister is missing, sir. Her door was open, so I just checked. There's no sign of her.
Oh, Clarissa, not this again.
I'll search from room to room. I'm sure they're both here somewhere.
What if she's gone outside in this weather?
I'll check the front door.
Clarissa! Dearest? Clarissa! Do come out! Clarissa!
The front door was bolted and there are no tracks outside. Nobody left that way, sir. How about I start searching from the top of the house while you, if you wouldn't mind, work your way up from below?
Yes, yes, that's logical.
Oh, no need to worry about me, brother dearest. My friend and I are just playing a little game.
Dolores.
Master Isaac.
Have you seen Clarissa?
Why, no. Isn't she in her room? What a stupid question. Of course she isn't, or you wouldn't be asking.
I'm so worried.
Oh, now. Don't you fret yourself, Master Isaac. We'll soon find her. I'll rouse up Benjamin and Gloria. Between the lot of us, I'm sure we can find her.
Oh, Gloria? Oh, apparently she's gone missing too. But that's not important. Who cares about a stupid maid? It's my sister we need to find.
Both of them gone, you say? But mind what I say, there's no need to worry. We'll soon find them. I'll fetch Benjamin.
Alice, there's no trace of her?
I'm afraid not.
If that no good excuse for a maid has harmed a hair on Miss Clarissa's head, I swear she'll rue the day she entered this house.
I hardly think that's likely.
Well, you'd be surprised what some people are capable of.
Please, let's not even think about that. I couldn't bear it if my darling Clarissa had been hurt.
There was an open window in the scullery, marks on the sill and on the snow beneath.
She's gone outside. In this weather. She'll freeze to death.
We'll have to search the grounds, but we need to be organised. Take a section each and work methodically. With the snow and the wind, we could easily miss her otherwise.
Oh, she's probably dead already.
Now then, Master Isaac, we'll not hear talk like that. We'll find her. Just you see.
Everyone needs to dress warmly. Won't help anyone catching your death.
Please, she might be dying this very minute.
Benjamin's right, sir. It won't take a minute to prepare ourselves. Come on then, quick as we can.
That's right, my little snowman. My ice child. Fatter and fatter you grow. No, that's not right. Far too serious. What have you got to look sad about? That's better. A big, wide smile for Mummy. Happy, 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 happy.
Miss Hodder!
The folly! You're not going there, are you?
She may have wanted shelter.
Have you forgotten about last time? About what you hear?
Oh, I hear things all the time. I'm trying to ignore them.
Including me?
No. Not you. Impossible. It's like I've
stepped from one world to another. From my experience, usually takes longer.
But we're still open to the sky, and yet there's not a flake of snow, no wind.
If you look back through the entrance, you can still see the storm.
What's wrong with me? First I'm hearing things, and now flaming torches. Who lit those, Benjamin?
I doubt it.
Do you hear that?
I'm dead. I hear everything in this world and the next.
It's not reassuring, Dad.
I'm sorry.
I can't see anyone.
Doesn't mean they're not there.
No, it doesn't. Hello, my dear. Welcome to my folly.
Above and below, the world is full of Clarissas. This must mean I'm important. But then, I knew that. I'm the center of the universe. I can tell because I'm here and everything else is not. As I'm so important, no doubt even the gods would wish to meet me. Oh yes, here they come.
Clarissa!
Quickly, darling brother. Maybe they'll want to talk to you too.
Who are you?
Don't you know? Can't you guess? My son considers you intelligent. Don't disappoint him.
What's wrong with me? Why am I seeing things? This is ridiculous! This is absurd!
Now, perhaps you have a foot in the grave already, my dear. Have you considered that? I shouldn't worry about it. Death isn't so bad. It's certainly reliable. After all, it goes on forever.
I don't think you should trust this man, Catherine.
Right now, I don't trust anything!
Oh, finally, a sign of true intelligence. You're quite right. Nothing should be trusted. Not your eyes, not your ears. The universe waits to make fools of us all. Even me. Aren't we still in my folly, after all? Not the greatest folly I made, mind you. Oh, no. There came greater mistakes in life.
No! No! Get away from me! Don't touch me! No!
But then I always was a man of appetite. Still, I received my penance. Perhaps I should try again. What do you think, dear? Could these old bones still stand up to the challenge?
Leave now, Catherine. Run! Gone. Like a ghost.
But not you.
I try not to. Sometimes it's hard.
We still need to find them. Gloria! Oh, it's so cold. They can't last out here.
No, they can't.
Oh.
Clarissa! Oh. It's all right. I'm here. You're safe now.
Isaac. You scared them away.
Who?
It doesn't matter.
Who? Who will be back? What did you see?
Never mind. Take me home. I'm a bit chilly.
Of course. Of course. Come on. I'll get you back inside. Back in the warm.
Someone's found her.
I certainly haven't. I thought she would have gone to the folly.
What are we going to do? The snow's so thick I can barely see in front of my face.
This is hopeless.
We can't just give up. Not on a night like this. They'll freeze to death if they're out here.
Like you care, Mrs. Hoity-toity housekeeper. You've had it in for me since the day you arrived, and don't think I don't know it.
But we've looked everywhere. They're not out here.
Lazy drink. I'm right here. Open your eyes.
It's Clarissa I care about. Knowing Gloria, she's hiding somewhere safe and warm, laughing to herself about all the trouble she's putting us to.
Ha! Laughing? Since when did I have occasion to laugh in this house?
Some assistance, please. It's my sister. She was just lying there in the snow.
Oh, that's right. Everyone fusses around her, of course. Silly, mad Clarissa. What about me? What about me?
Put me down. I'm all right. I was waiting to talk to them.
Oh, my poor girl. She's fair frozen. I'll soon brew something to warm her up. Might you be able to find extra bedding, Mrs. Ellis? Catherine?
The snowman!
I hardly think now is the time to be playing children's games, Ellis. My sister...
Look at it!
On its belly. Is that...
It looks like rust.
It's blood, it's blood!
Oh, finally! Someone notices. It would have to be her, wouldn't it? On any other day, she'd be blaming me for the mess. Well, I won't bear a grudge. Not today. I'm not one for grudges.
No! You're killing my snowman! There's something inside!
Of course there is! Now get me out!
Someone, you mean?
Well, get me out of here!
Oh, Lord! Oh, Lord!
Don't just stare! I can't move. Must be the cold. You'll have to help me.
What have they done to her?
She looks like a clown. All bright red lips and purple cheeks.
You're the clown in this house, if anyone is. Help me out! Why can't they hear me? Why aren't they moving?
There's nothing we can do for her.
Oh, poor girl. Who could have done something like that to her?
Looks like an animal. All that... tearing.
Tearing?
An animal that buries its prey in a snowman?
Please, my sister needs our attention now. The body of that unfortunate girl can wait until the morning. After all, it's hardly going anywhere.
We can't just leave her there. Not like that.
The police may rather we didn't disturb her.
The police? I don't need the police. A doctor, maybe. I don't feel... Well, I don't actually feel anything.
It's not right.
Oh, Lord. We can come back later. For now, let's just get inside.
Yes! Yes, get her inside!
No! No, you can't just leave me here! Why can't they see I need help? Why are they just... No. Please don't say it's too late. It can't already be too late, can it? Is that why I can't feel? Oh, Lord. Dear Lord. I am, aren't I? I'm dead. I'm already dead!